KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP 70 Lake Taps 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I skipped a work meeting to go see a movie.
Ooh. Oh, good for you. I'm proud of you, Cork.
And it was a required week meeting.
Ooh, oh. What movie was it, though?
Doctor Strange.
I haven't seen it yet.
Worth it.
It was great. I went and saw the 420 showing.
Nice.
Of course you did. Catch my drift.
It was
great. It's a good movie. And definitely worth skipping the meeting because, like... So the meeting was at 10 o'clock. I wake up at 9:45, turn over, look at Thursday, like, what time is it? Oh, you know, it's 9:45. We gotta go to the meeting! Oh, I thought it started at noon. No, it didn't start at noon Thursday.
No.
So that was, like, my highlight of my week, and other than that, it was just sort of weird.
But what if your boss is listening to this right now and he knows that you skipped the meeting to watch Doctor Strange?
If anyone listening wants to take me to see Doctor Strange, call me at 253-833-5004.
Look at you go.
Hey, I can even do the call sign from memory now.
Look at you.
Ooh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm super excited for this morning because we got more geeky news coming up at 6:20. We got some more Fact or Fiction Celebrity Edition. We got The Price is Wrong. We got Your Word of the Week. And then, Danica, you got the six pack.
I do.
You do.
I will have it at the time.
Awesome.
And also, if you'd like to call in and donate to our Fall Pledge Drive, because I'm assuming that's still going on.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, call us at 253-833-5004. You can also tweet us at TheBuzz, KGRG, and give us a guess about who you think today's celeb might be.
Ooh, fun.
She's British.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Damn. This is The Buzz on 89.9. KGRG got brand new. I'm a Nightmare.
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
89.9. KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time for your geeky news.
Geeky news. Geeky news.
Geeky news indeed, and I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mainly because... It's got a little bit of a Christmas theme to it, or at least this first one does. Or
why is it Christmas? Cork, you should know better than this.
Right? Well, the time for Christmas with this one is a couple years ago, my stepmom and my dad got me a movie. The movie they thought I'd really like because I really like Green Lantern.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
They picked me up the Green Hornet reboot with Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. They're like, you like that green guy, right? And they're like, yeah, I like that green guy, but not that one. But I'll watch this garbage movie anyways.
No!
Reason I bring it up is because the Green Hornet is getting rebooted again.
Really? They're rebooting the reboot?
The accountant director.
Oh, well, that might actually be decent.
Deadline reports that the studio has acquired the rights to Green Hornet after they lapsed following Sony's 2011 film. And they've hired Gavin O'Connor, the accountant in the Warrior movies, to direct a film that will overhaul the image of Britt Reed into an edgy protagonist capable of being the catalyst for a new franchise. Yeah. And the rights to that is going to Paramount.
Huh.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. Like, do you guys know what the Green Hornet is or what it's about?
The only knowledge I have of it is that Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah, basically.
Fair enough. So it started off as like a TV show, actually. Like a little 30-minute sitcom.
Oh, yeah, that.
And it looked just as bad as every other like superhero show. Like okay. Super cheesy Batman-y. And it was like a weird not Batman, not Green Arrow. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm not sure if I'm excited about or not... DC's animated R-rated Justice League Dark movie gets an official trailer. 3 months ago, we got our first look at some footage from Warner Brothers Animation and DC upcoming R-rated take on Justice League Dark. And thanks to IGN, today we have a full official trailer. This film finds the regular Justice League tracking down characters like John Constantine, Swamp Thing, Dead Man, and more because they need help defeating an enemy adept at using magic, and from opening seconds of the trailer, it's clear that they aren't shying away from imagery that could be considered disturbing for young viewers.
Yos!
I don't know why they needed to go R-rated with this one.
Yeah.
I don't get the R-rated either. I mean, I can get TVMA so they can have some blood and stuff.
Well, did you guys watch the supposedly R-rated Wolverine trailer?
I did not.
For the animated one?
No, the new one. The new movie.
Logan. Yeah, I saw it. I don't think it doesn't look R-rated to me.
Right? Like, are they just doing that because they can now and because R's in letter? They're trying to go... Exactly, they're trying to go
Maybe
for
the
pirates.
Maybe they're going to put pirates. Yeah, put pirates in it. That's why it's R-rated.
But I'm excited for the Justice League Dark because, like, Constantine hasn't gotten the respect it deserves. Swamp Thing hasn't shown up yet, and that's just great. I'm excited to see Swamp Thing in a show.
I'll be pissed
if
they made
Swamp Thing.
Yes. Next news story I got, Minecraft movie.
No!
Yep.
No!
Steve Carell is rumored to be the star.
That game bores the crap out of me. I'm just going to say it. I don't...
I knew
me
a
too.
Guy who was so obsessed with Minecraft that we would talk for a solid 3 hours. I would say maybe 2 sentences. The rest would be, yes, I made this in Minecraft. Did you know that you can do this in Minecraft? Isn't it so cool in Minecraft? And he'd play Minecraft while we were talking.
Better question, Clint. Why didn't you just hang up?
Because I was kind of dating him.
Just hang
Awkward.
Up. Just hang up.
And then he moved on to other games, but it was just awful.
It was really nice for babysitting, though, because, like, I used to watch a couple of kids who that's all they did.
Yeah, and they would just stay on the
computer. Here's your laptop and an internet connection. Here you go, kids.
And you want food? No.
I'm just picturing you babysitting. It's a weird image in my head.
But we'll see how it goes, though, because this is following the footsteps of the Lego movie, where the Lego movie was sort of like... It was all CG, but based around Lego. This is going to be all animated, but it's going to be based off of Minecraft. And I'm not sure it's going to have the same effect.
Yeah.
I liked the Lego movie, but that opening song about everything is awesome killed me.
It was great.
Especially when, like, 2 years... Still, hasn't it been 2 years since the Lego movie? Has it?
Longer than that.
It's been 50.
Well, no, like, 2 years later, I was watching a PowerPoint for my school, and that was the opening slide theme. Everything is awesome! And I just... gave up.
Well, that is your geeky news for this morning.
Yeah, y'all.
Happens every morning, Wednesday through Friday at 6:20, so stay tuned for that. If you missed any part of it, check out KGRG.com, the brand new KGRG.com, where we got all of our on-demand stuff. And also check it out on the official KGRG FM app. We'll be back with your news after Parachutes by Balance and Composure, 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
What up?
Love
I
you.
Was like, I don't...
Sorry, I ate the rest of that barbecue pizza.
I was like, I hear nothing. I'll make something up.
Where are you taking your mom to go get lit?
I don't know.
Mary Jane's. Never mind.
What?
Don't ask. Don't ask.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Well, it's time for this hour's news, I guess. That was terrifying. And first news story is kind of funny,
okay.
I guess.
It better be.
If you're a fan of drugs and swords. White Panther's... There's a band called Drugs and Swords?
I would imagine so.
I guess,
there's
but
a
wife
mind.
Injured her husband with a sword after fights about drugs, Clay County deputies say.
Were they fighting over aspirin?
Why do they have a sword?
In Clay County, Florida, a woman was arrested after she injured her husband with a sword after an argument over drugs and their relationships, deputies say. The Clay County Sheriff's Office responded on November 5th to a home in the 1680 block of Baxley Road in Middenburg. During an argument, Brandy Odelbrecht threw a wrench at Peter Odelbrecht and hit him in the thigh.
Before grabbing her sword.
Peter Ulbrich grabbed the sword, caused damage to the home, and dropped the sword, the report said. Peter Ulbrich was then taken to Orange Park Medical Center for treatment. Peter and Brandy Ulbrich have been married for about 4 years, and deputies said that it appeared that they were under the influence of drugs and or alcohol.
Ooh, I have a question. When he lifted the sword, does it let you know whether or not he said, swish, swish, clang, clang?
Didn't.
Dang
but it,
it
did hit his... His wife grabbed the sword and struck him in the forearms, his stomach, and his right side.
Specifically his right side, not his left side? I'm wondering if she definitively said, I'm going to hit you in your right side now. Not your left.
It's probably
your right.
Just where she could reach, man.
I mean, they're on drugs. So
true.
What you going to do?
What you going to do? What you going to do?
Next drug-related story I have. Denver is the first city in the U.S. to allow pot in bars and restaurants.
Yes!
Yeah, Denver has approved the first in the nation law allowing people to use marijuana in bars and restaurants. City voters weighed in on Proposition 300 as 8 other states legalized marijuana for medical and recreational purposes last week. The city measure allows bars and restaurants to apply to allow marijuana use. Patrons could use pot inside as long as it isn't smoked, with the possibility of outside smoking areas. Colorado law does not currently allow nor ban public marijuana use. The result is the hodgepodge of local ordinances related to marijuana clubs. Denver is the first city to allow bars and restaurants to permit marijuana use through patrons must bring their own weed.
Oh, they're not going to like...
Because if you could order weed brownies at a bar, oh man.
I mean, you can go to bars and order cigarettes, though, which is my thing.
Huh?
Gross.
Yeah.
You just can't smoke them in there.
No, you can't smoke them inside the bar. Or at least here in Washington, there are other states which I'm pretty sure still have the open smoking policy, but I'm interested to see how this works.
Yeah,
because
this
doesn't stop people from, like, going outside at bars in general and just, like, typically they have that enclosed patio area where you start drinking whatever. People go out there and smoke weed all the time.
Yeah, I think that would be great for, you know, if you're on a budget but you still want to get lit, you can just sit next to someone who's smoking at your bar.
Oh, my gosh.
You can get drunk and high at the same time.
Hey, guys, I'm hotboxing the bar. Here we go.
Hey, yeah. I swear, someone hotboxed the studio like a week ago. I came in and it smelled.
Nice.
I don't doubt that.
If I find out who did it, I will politely ask them never to do it again.
And then I actually got some sports news. Russell Wilson partners with the Sonics Arena Group to bring the NBA back to Seattle. This is really exciting.
Good for him.
I went to a Sonics game back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
I mean, I was very young, so that's all I remember.
Fair enough.
You're going to laugh.
It was fun.
You're going to laugh, but Sonics, are they basketball or are they soccer?
They used to be basketball.
They are wiffle ball now.
R.I.P. that team.
Well, they're wiffle ball.
They wiffle ball now? I'm down for that.
But Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is partnering with the Sonics Arena Group to bring the NBA and NHL to the Emerald City. He tweeted out, "I'm excited to announce I've partnered with the Sonics Arena Group to help bring the NBA and NHL to the best fan base in the world."
Good for
Seattle.
Ooh, if we get an NHL team...
Right?
If we get an NHL...
I can just imagine Quinn just...
The other Quinn.
Melting into a puddle.
I think that she would cry and scream and do that dance thing that she does when she's excited.
I love her.
In October,
a new proposal for a Seattle arena indicted the principal investor, Chris Hansen, and his partners are open to foregoing $200 million in public money to build in the Soto neighborhood. In a letter to Seattle, Mayor Ed Murray, King County Executive Don Constantine, and the Seattle City Council, Hansen and partners wrote that economic considerations led them to suggest a new proposal and bring NBA back to Seattle, which is really cool. Like, they went from $200 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
They went from that and needing that in public funds to just saying, screw it, we'll fund the whole thing.
Cool, girl.
So to have Russell Wilson be a part of this is... really cool.
Yeah.
Hashtag swag. Hashtag Sonics. Hashtag Russell Wilson. Hashtag 12th man.
Did you just have a stroke?
I'm going to take that as a yes.
I've just had enough caffeine in this morning, and I want to thank all the coffee in the world for making me such a great person today.
It's only 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
Have you given up on being a good person for the rest of the day?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, that's your news for this hour. We'll be back after Coheed and Cambria on 89.9 KGRG.
Wait, what are we doing?
You're listening to The Buzz is what you're doing.
Yes, it is that time again. The time where I bring to you facts, fictitious statements. This is a segment on The Buzz where it's your job to tell me if I'm lying or if I'm telling the truth, which is rare. Fact or fiction on The Buzz right now.
Ayo, everyone. It's H. Quinn. How y'all doing? Hope you're doing good. All right, so today we're going to play Celebrity Fact or Fiction again. Everyone excited?
Now I'm excited.
Good. I forgot to turn your mics on.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm working on this. I'm doing well. I'm getting better. All right, so we're going to find out wild facts and fictions about one celebrity. Eh. What?
I don't know.
Why were you pointing at me?
I wasn't.
I just...
Don't worry about it.
Illuminati confirmed.
What's happening?
All right, well...
How do we play?
You're... Hi, Yave. I was doing so well. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a statement, and you're going to have to guess whether or not I'm lying. Or if I'm telling the truth.
I think that's a lie.
You think that that's
a lie? Everything you just said, I don't believe it.
Excellent.
All right, so today's celebrity is going to be... Any guesses? She's female. She's British.
J.K. Rowling.
We love her very much, and it's not J.K. Rowling.
Emma Watson.
Judi Dench.
Don't you mean Dame Judi Dench?
Hey, you're on to something there, Adanica.
Is it Dumbledore?
No. Dumbledore isn't a girl!
Just because he's gay doesn't mean he's a lady.
So is it?
But today's celebrity is... Emma Watson!
I knew it.
No, shut up.
Emma
she's
Husen?
Actually French, but
technically
okay.
She's British.
But she's right. French, though.
So, number one. Emma Watson is a certified yoga and meditation instructor.
I'm going to go false.
I'm going to say fiction, say that she does something else like dolphin CPR or something else weird.
That is a fact.
Really?
Emma Watson became certified in yoga and meditation during her senior year of college at Oxford.
All right.
I want to take that class.
I'm
not flexible. We all.
I feel like it would be just so relaxing.
But like
I just want Emma Watson to teach me. I'm like, where do you use your wand?
I don't. Oh.
No, like, have you ever, like, watched,
hey,
like, a
crazy
movie with, like, one of those three in it, like, that, I don't know, like, one of those, like, other Daniel Radcliffe movies, and I'm like, use your wand, Harry!
You have horns growing out of your head! Use your wand!
Woo!
All right. So, number two. Emma Watson is fluent in several languages, and included in those languages are English, French, German, and Spanish.
I'm going to go fact.
I'm going to say fiction and say that one of those languages she doesn't actually know.
You guys sure about that?
Yes.
I mean, why the heck not?
All right, that is fiction. Emma Watson is fluent in English and French, although she stated that she's not as good at French as she used to be because she fell out of practice while filming the Harry Potter movies.
Dang it, Harry Potter.
I know how to speak pizza delivery driver.
You know what? I'm just going to use
that
my...
Just, you get kind of high and then you talk.
I'm just going to use my...
imagination.
To think about you speaking pizza delivery. You know what I'm saying. Never mind. Okay. Ha la 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 blah. Moving on. Emma Watson has stated that if she could not be a celebrity for just one day... she would go to a hardcore metal concert and mosh in the mosh pit.
Dude, Emma Watson, hit me up.
Meet me in the pit, Emma.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. I'm going to say fiction. I think she's too classy.
What did Annika say again?
I just can't... I'm going to say fiction, too. I can't picture her.
And, like, if she was going to do it, she would have done it already. She's got stupid amounts of money.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, let's go.
That's actually a fact!
Still hit me up, Emma Watson.
What's stopping her from doing it now, though?
Because she's super afraid
famous.
Of... Well, also, she's currently filming. So she went to the mosh pit and...
I messed her face up.
That would be bad.
That would cost a lot of money per day, however long it takes for her to heal up. And that can't be covered with makeup. Yep.
That's not what I meant to play, but...
You did it anyways.
You did it anyways. All right. And our final one. Emma Watson's favorite drink is a gin and tonic with just a hint of vodka and a finger of scotch.
Hmm. I think he mispronounced purple drank, but I'll let it pass. That, and there's like a significantly, there's a lacking of juice in that gin, so yeah. I'm also gonna say fiction. Like, it's either gin and juice or she likes purple drank.
A Danica.
I said fiction.
Fiction. You're saying fiction?
Mm-hmm. Fiction.
That is fiction. Because Emma just loves her gin and tonic.
No juice?
No juice. She loves to drink a gin and tonic while journaling at night and petting her cats.
I mean, don't we all?
She loves cats.
An extra fun fact for you.
Yep. All right, everybody. That's it for now. I'll see y'all. I do this again next week, right?
Yeah, maybe, sure, why whatever.
Not? Assuming I'm not fired by then.
You're fired now.
I'm fired now? All right. Guess I won't be seeing you guys next week. Catch y'all later. What are we doing next?
Stuff.
Lunar lives.
We're doing stuff next.
Word of the week is up next.
Word of the week is up next for stuff?
Yep.
All righty. Well, I'll catch y'all next. What am I doing? I'll catch y'all next time. And this has been Fact or Fiction on The Buzz.
You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1, all K2s. Oh, Jesus, do
you
it.
You almost had it.
I almost had it,
you're
but
listening to The Buzz on KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM.
Oh, my gosh.
Just do it.
Oh, man.
Hey, Quinn.
What? Okay, bye. I didn't want to be here anyway.
But it's time for your word of the week. And to this one, I must start this off by saying, but did you die, though?
Yes.
Eh.
Because this week's word of the week is feeling 2016.
Eh.
Oh.
Meaning when everything else can go wrong, or it's when everything that can go wrong goes wrong. Feeling 2016. Like, between everybody that died. And, like, more people died last week, too. And just, like, all the weirdness.
Yeah.
Just, you say what could go wrong, and it just sort of happens.
It doesn't happen.
But, you know what? Thanksgiving is coming up soon. That's, like, next week.
Potatoes!
So instead of focusing on all the negative,
we'll focus on the potatoes!
Because, did you die? Did you die, though?
About to die in all them potatoes.
Potatoes!
I want to hear what went right for you guys in 2016.
Potato!
Tell that to Ireland during the potato famine.
Potato!
Yeah.
What about you, Danica? What went right?
You got Emmett.
Right?
I don't even know who this Emmett
like
is.
Like the cutest little doggy in the whole world.
Oh, the puppy.
World.
Yes, I love the puppy. Never seen the puppy, but I love the puppy.
You don't have to see him to know you love him. I'm sorry. He is my furry baby.
I lived in Seattle for 3 weeks and I didn't die, so
congratulations!
I lived there for like several months and I'm still alive. But anyways,
even more congratulations.
I don't know. Lots of cool stuff happened. I got a job.
Wait, what?
In Kent, Swole.
I just heard something very different than what I'm sure you said.
You said I got a job.
I heard something different.
No, that's so
congratulations. Awesome.
Not going to say it out loud.
What went right for you?
Me?
Yes, you. No, the person sitting next to you.
Oh, hi, Ghosty. What went right for you, Ghosty?
I died.
Oh, God.
I lived in Seattle for 3 weeks. Best year of my life. I got into the Nutcracker.
Word.
I survived. I started college.
Okay.
I don't have AIDS.
I mean, that's always a plus.
I guess. God.
I'm having the best English class of my life.
Okay.
Is that good? Oh, and I joined the KGRG crew because I signed up for Journalism 110 at Green River because it's awesome. Yeah. And now I'm an intern on The Buzz and the other intern who's supposed to be here but isn't here and I are doing our own thing. Sometimes. With potatoes. That's just wrong. So that's what went right for me. What about you, Cork?
What went right for me?
If you don't say Emmett, I'm punching you.
I do have to say Emmett. Like
Emmett. Is he adorable?
He's quite adorable. Adorable.
Does he love you very much?
Plus, like, he's helped stabilize my emotional just-ness.
It's possible for you to stabilize?
I guess, and he's helped. Like, it's been really cool, and I'm starting to settle a little bit more. He's done a lot of good work for me.
No,
I love the little guy. And we've only had him for, like, 20 days, man.
Yeah.
When are you bringing him to see me?
When are you bringing him into the station?
I don't know.
He will love everybody, and I will not go to class. I will hug the dog all day.
He might let you. Other things
he's
that
so nice.
Went right. I'm actually at a healthy weight now. Like, believe it or not, I was super underweight.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was picturing Fat Cork, and it was a weird image.
I'm just like, that's not possible.
No, Homeboy's actually packed on, like, 15, 20 pounds. Now I weigh
good
more than,
you.
Like, 125. It's great.
Ooh, girl.
Good for you.
It's a little less cold outside now, but...
Just a little.
Just healthy weight. Now that I've cultivated mass, I'm going to start sculpting and getting swole. That's
you
like
wanna get
two.
A gym membership
get the
at my
mad
work?
Gains, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, bro.
But that was your word of the week, feeling 2016.
You're listening
when everything
to
else that can go wrong goes wrong. But you know what? We focused on the positive because Thanksgiving is next week.
But why must we focus on the positive? The positive doesn't sell tabloids.
Because why the heck not?
Exactly. You're listening to The Buzz. We love you all. Sometimes.
You got You in Weird Cities by Jeff Rosenstock coming up next.
Bye.
One of these two contestants is about to get strange. A Danica or intern H. Quinn.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It. With your host,
Cork.
Dave.
Dave's not here.
I tried real hard, but it's time for Buzz It Trivia. Well, we have our two lovely contestants, but before we get into it, I got some good news for all you people listening out there. You too can play trivia tomorrow morning at 7:20, where you get to win sweet prizes like tickets to see MC Chris, MC Lars, and Megaran. That's going to be this Saturday at El Corazon. If you want those tickets at all, call us 253-833-5004. We'll hook you up, and we'll also have some tomorrow. We've also got some other stuff like Steel Panther, but screw it! Today's the day, so let's play some trivia. Who's excited?
I still can't figure out how to do what I'm doing most of the time, so, yeah.
Word.
I don't even know how to use the talk back button.
Danica, how about you?
I just yawned.
Beautiful.
Proud of you.
I'm sleepy.
So let's get into it. Maybe. Hold on. I'm buttoning. I'm
oh,
buttoning.
No.
Vamp. Buzz.
Keep your pants on.
I make sound effects.
Okay, got it.
Stop.
Question number one. Roughly how many planet Earths would fit into the sun?
Quinn. 200?
Oh.
Not 200.
6,000.
Not 6,000.
Quinn. Potato.
1,000.
Not 1,000.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
Your multiple choice for how many planet Earths would fit into the sun. Is it 100, 1,000, 10,000, or 1 million?
Quinn. 1 million.
It is 1 million.
Yeah. It's over 9,000!
A million is more than 9,000. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Question number two.
More than four.
Potato.
The colors of the eBay letters are green, blue, red, and yellow.
Quinn. Never mind.
Okay.
What?
I thought you were going to ask what are the colors, and I was like, ah!
Okay, can we
the
just
question.
Have a question?
The colors of the eBay letters are green, blue, red, and yellow. What order did they appear in?
Quinn. Green, red, yellow, blue. Oh, and they're green, red.
Adanica.
What were the colors again?
Green, blue, red, and yellow.
Red, yellow, green, blue. I was thinking Reggie Biv, man.
Quinn. Green.
Green's one of them.
Red, yellow, blue. Multiple choice.
Your multiple choice for the colors of eBay letters are green, blue, red, and yellow. In what order do they appear? Is it red, blue, yellow, green? Green, yellow, blue, red? Yellow, red, blue, green? Or blue, green, red, yellow?
Danica.
Quinn.
Danica.
The first one.
Yeah, sure. It is indeed red, blue, yellow, green.
Good
Number
for you.
Three. A lichen is a composite organism arising from the mutual dependence / merging of what?
Quinn.
Danica.
Quinn.
A vampire and a werewolf.
I swear to God, I'm going to hit a child.
What?
A tree.
Underworld. I know this because I watched Underworld rise up the lichens.
I know what that is too, but like a tree? I'm thinking like lichen or like moss or something.
You're in the right idea, but it is not a tree.
Is it Underworld Rise of the Lichens?
No!
Lichen, or is there a different kind of lichen I'm not able to think of right
lichen.
Now?
Oh my God.
Go back to science class, fam.
Multiple choice, because she has no clue.
No, say it again. Say it one more time.
A lichen is a composite organism arising from the mutual dependence / merging of what?
Multiple choice, but I know what you're talking about now.
All right. Is it coral and fungus, algae and fungus, moss and coral, or fungus and moss?
Adanica.
Adanica.
Fungus and moss.
Not fungus and moss.
Quinn.
Adanica.
Coral and moss.
It's not coral and moss.
What were the other two choices?
Was it coral and fungus, algae and fungus,
Adanica.
Moss and coral? Adanica.
Algae and fungus.
It is algae and fungus.
I know what you're talking about now, but I was like thinking, Underworld, Rise of the Lichens.
Oh my God, I will hit a child.
What? I'm not that tiny.
Question number four. What is the name of the Greek goddess Aphrodite's lover?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Wait, which lover is the question?
Okay.
Ares. God of war.
Not the one I'm looking for.
Which lover? She has like 10,000!
Me. I'm just kidding. She has a lot of lovers, man.
Cupid?
It's a nickname for a really handsome dude.
Narcissus?
Quinn. Cupid?
Got...
No, he's Roman.
I don't know, man. Multiple choice.
Your multiple choice. Is it Apollo, Zeus, Adonis, or Hermes?
Quinn.
Okay.
Quinn.
Adonis.
There you go.
Oh, that's why I said witch lover, because she screwed with Zeus.
She screwed with Hermes.
She screwed with Ares. She screwed with Narcissus. She screwed with Cupid when she was Roman. It's just...
Question number five. I'm bad at this game. Appalachia is a region associated with the mountainous countryside in the eastern part of what country?
Adanica.
USA. America.
I was thinking... For some reason, I was thinking the Himalayas, and I was like, no, Appalachian Mountains and the Himalayas are completely different, you dumb child. And then Danica said it.
All right, quick score recap. Quinn's got 1, 2, and Danica's got 3, which means we're on question number 6.
All right.
What is the German word for a person's double?
Quinn. Doppelganger.
Yeah.
It is doppelganger.
3 years of German in middle school, man.
A lot of years of watching weird TV shows.
Right? Question number 7. The Americanized word squit... Let's try that one more time. The Americanized word skillet refers to what?
Quinn.
Jenica.
Quinn.
A frying pan.
It does refer to a frying pan.
Yeah. Where do you come up with these questions?
The internet.
Fun fact. It's got more than port on it. Question number 8. The Jewish festival menorah typically holds how many candles?
Adanica.
Quinn.
Adanica.
8.
8 yep. Crazy nights it is.
Oh, wait, you said the Jewish festival menorah holds how many candles? And I was like, no, the menorah is the candlestick holder. I don't think is there an actual festival called menorah?
It's the part of the festival. Question number 9. What is the least number of strokes a player could take to win a tennis set?
Quinn. 10?
Not 10.
I don't know, man. I don't tennis.
Quinn.
Quinn.
20.
Not 20.
Quinn.
Danica.
1.
Quinn.
Quinn.
5.
Danica.
Danica.
2.
Quinn.
Quinn.
Over 9,000.
Oh my god. Your multiple choice for what is the least number of strokes a player could take to win a tennis set? Is it 12, 16, 24, or 48?
Quinn.
Quinn.
12.
It is 12.
So now I'm winning.
Honestly, I stopped keeping track. I just have a lot
of
things.
Yeah, I'm winning because I got the last one right, and I got the one before that.
I don't even care.
Sure.
I'm winning. Yay.
Question number 10. What is linseed oil made from?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Oh, I know this. It's made from grain. Grain. Which grain? Which grain? There's a grain. There's so many grains. Grain. It's not made from a linseed. Grain! It's made from grain! Grapes. No, it's olives. No, it's not olives. That's olive oil.
All right. Question number 10. What is linseed oil made from? Danica, any guesses?
I don't know.
Multiple choice.
Linseed.
Is it made from sunflowers, olives, fish, or flax?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Flax.
Sure. It is made from that.
Yeah, because I know what I'm doing. My mom taught me all this. I'm sorry, Mom. But do I get my victory speech?
No.
I mean, yeah, your news coming up soon, but go ahead.
I'd like to thank the narwhals swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, because they are so awesome.
Okay.
And my mom, because... And my dad. And my brother, that I don't have. And my cat.
That was trivia for this morning. You can call in tomorrow morning at 720, 715 GQ to call to win some NT Chris, MC Lars, and Mega Rant tickets. That's going to be Saturday, November 19th at El Corazon. Again, that's tomorrow morning, 715. You got your news up next after Marijuana by Butts.
Yes!
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yo, if you want to go to the worst Christmas ever, you can go to Real Art Tacoma December 23rd at 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. And that's what this news is brought to you by. That was a train wreck.
No,
sorry,
it's,
America.
It's brought to you by kittens. You did love me, Sarah. I was going to say, this hour's news is sponsored by Fluffy Kittens and Cork's puppy, Emmett.
I would go home because Fluffy Kittens would make me allergic to everything.
Oh, then it's not brought to you by Fluffy Kittens. All right. Yeah, yo. Shh. Just let it happen.
I don't like that.
Me neither. All right. So, first up, it's H. Quinn with your news. It's 7:33. We meant to start on time, but we did it. All right. EMP is going to change their name to Mopop.
I don't like that.
Museum of Pop Culture.
That's not what it is, though.
I know. It announced it on Tuesday. The 16-year-old museum will now be called the Museum of Mopop. So they will celebrate their new name this Saturday with free admission, games, and performances. So if you want to get on that to go see the new Mopop.
Mopop, I mean, no problems, I guess.
Are they going to have more pop culture things versus just music? Because I know they had that Game of Thrones thing there that one time, but...
Meh.
Well, the thing is, though, there's the Experience Music Project, which is the music end of things. And then you have the Science Fiction Museum, which is the other half, so...
Exactly.
They're two separate things.
But we're going to go do the Mopop. What if they're going to have popsicles named after them?
I don't know, man.
I don't know where that came from. All right, undocumented Western Washington University cities are campaigning to have Bellingham become a sanctuary city.
What does that mean?
What it means is that it's a city where illegal immigrants can go and they will be protected from deportation. You know how in the olden days, if a priest was about to exorcise or something, I guess, or someone was going to arrest you, you could run into the church and claim sanctuary? This is basically a whole city for that.
Okay, so this isn't a city, Bellingham's not going to start eating people.
No.
Okay.
Trump has Our president-elect, Donald Trump, as part of his 100-day action plan, has pledged to block federal funding to these so-called sanctuary cities so he can deport illegal immigrants who are committing crimes. That's part of his plan. A group of undocumented students called Blue Group on Western Washington University campus have made emotional pleas to the city council to make Bellingham a safe haven for undocumented citizens because they don't feel safe and they've put in a lot of hard work getting their college degree and they'd hate to be deported.
Well, there is one guy, he's Korean, and he got adopted illegally.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in the United States, never spoke a word of English or anything like that for 38 years.
Never
spoke a word of Korean.
Mm.
He only spoke English. He grew up in the United States. He has a wife. He has kids. He's getting deported back to Korea.
That's awful.
Yep, because they didn't get his green card for him when he was adopted.
That's terrible.
And if there weren't enough protests going on, hundreds in Seattle have joined a protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is a pipeline that would run from
Cork's mouth to
North Dakota.
That too.
The U.S. Army of Engineers halted the project in order to study the impact of the plan because it would mean digging up the graves of tribal burial lands to put in their oil pipeline to get their oil.
And nothing bad would ever happen with that.
Never.
My favorite meme ever is just like, hey, America, everything going wrong? It's almost like you were built on an Indian burial ground.
That's, exactly.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's horrible. All right, for your sports, tonight we have the Saints playing the Panthers, and I'll let you know how that goes tomorrow. However, the Panthers are projected to win.
Meow.
Meow.
I hated every second of that. I just want you to know.
All right, so your weather, you're going to have a high of 51 today with a 50% chance of rain and a low of 39 with a 40% chance of rain. And finally, for what I know you all tuned in for, traffic on the I-5 southbound on-ramp from Mercer Street on the 167. The left lane is closed due to maintenance. Fun. Once again, flammable cargo is prohibited from traveling both directions of I-90. And if you're coming south on the 405, you're going to be in a parking lot, so why don't you tune into The Buzz and stay tuned in. If you're already tuned in, stay, and we'll keep you entertained on your drive of miserableness. All right? All right, everyone, this is H. Quinn with your news, and I'll be back tomorrow at 7:30, and I'll tell you important things, I guess.
Wait, Quinn, hold on.
What? I could have told you that was going to happen, like, day one when you guys said, okay, you're fired, see you tomorrow!
We'll be back after Blink-182. You're listening to The Buzz.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
It's time for your six-pack on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I'm having trouble talking this morning.
Yeah.
It's just been freaking train wreck garbage town.
Woo!
Right? But our six-pack is the top six things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome. And Miss Danica, you have a short story you'd like to read before we kick things off.
The year is 2540. A student in history class notices something off about his textbook. How come these textbooks skip the years 1990 through 1999? The teacher puts down his air marker on the table, lowers his head, and sighs. Because. He lifts his head, a single tear rolls down his cheek. Only 90s kids remember the 90s. Yeah. Because they're talking about the most awesome toys from the 90s.
Nice!
Yeah.
Man, speaking of this, like, I got into a weird Twitter fight with Dave, may God have mercy on his soul, about, like, being a 90s kid.
Okay.
Like, him and Killing Spree from Late Night Death were both born in, like, the 80s or the
70s. Yeah, so they
like,
have no
opinion. They aren't 90s kids. They're 80s kids. They weren't kids.
They weren't.
Nah, man. We were born into it.
You're an old man, Dave, in the 90s.
They merely adopted the 90s. We were born into it.
Yes.
By the time the 2000s hits, I was already a man.
Yes. Oh, God.
Let's go ahead and kick off this lit pack.
Number six. Polly Pocket.
Oh, my God. I forgot about
these. Used to play with mine for hours, and like there's a lot of different versions you could have. Mine was like really fancy, and like I remember there was like just a toilet in the living room of her, like, little house thing. It was just chilling there. It was, like, really fancy. It was, like, next to the bar. So, like, in case you were, like, I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird time. But they still make Polly Pocket.
Do they really?
Yeah, but bad news, she got weird. She's, like, a candy kid raver, and it's, like...
That's not cool.
No.
Because they used to have, like, the little house things, right? That you could just sort of fit in your pocket.
Yeah.
Hashtag Polly Pocket. It makes sense now. Holy cow.
Right? I want to find Ryan.
Oh, man. That's...
But, wow. Yeah, I guess they still make them starting around. You can get an original one for about $16, so...
I didn't know that was a uniquely, like, a uniquely 90s thing.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. 80s people had weird toys.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do number 5.
Nintendo 64!
Out of all the different consoles, like, I've ever played ever...
It's fave.
This one had the weirdest freaking controller.
It really does. But it's still fave.
It took me years to figure out where to put my hands. I was like Ricky Bobby, or like me...
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Or like 15-year-old me. Just, where do these go? What do I do with these?
Oh, no. Oh, no, Corey, no.
Oh.
So, a working console with controller starts around $90, and also you might want to pick up GoldenEye 007 while you're at it.
No, no, you go Mario Party, you do nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I just read the thing, and I was like, really? No Mario Party?
I mean, James Zelda! Bond is okay.
Ocarina of Time!
I'm going to argue against that, too. Like, that game doesn't really hold up.
I love that game. I still play that game.
There were good games, but, like, compared to Mario Party or, like, Pokemon Stadium and you just play the mini games? Ugh. Killed it. Anything with a mini or with a mini game on Nintendo, I'm alright with.
Alright. So, you ready for whatever number we're on? 3?
4, I guess.
Oh, it's 4? Okay. Moon Shoes!
Yup!
If you want to break your ankle on your face, let's get these, because you can still get them for $25.
No, describe moon shoes for those who are listening and just like, are you on drugs?
All right. They're like these weird-shaped bucket-type things that, like, won't hold any sort of water or anything, really. So, like, they're not really useful buckets. But they got these, like, weird bungee cord things with, like... those things that they use to measure the size of your foot at shoe stores, and they strap your foot on them, and you bounce.
Like, have you ever wanted to feel like you were constantly walking on a trampoline, like not even jumping on it, just walking on a trampoline? This is for you.
Hey, yo, girl, you done to moon shoe and chill.
Could you imagine wearing heels and trying to do this?
No.
You would break your freaking neck.
I don't recommend that.
That's our six pack number 6, 5, and 4. We got the second half of the six pack because there's actually 6 things in the six pack, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Come up after Cartel. Say anything else. 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six pack.
89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Seminary Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. We're in the middle of our six-pack, our top 6 list of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome. This morning brought to you by a short story. Hey Danica, what is our six-pack for this morning?
It is toys from the 90s.
Yes! So what were numbers 6, 5, and 4?
I don't remember the order, but it was Polly Pocket, there's some moon shoes, and then there was a thing that was Nintendo 64!
Yeah, man. It was lit. It was that lit. This just went from the six pack
to the
lit pack.
Speaking of lit, who's number 3? Sky Dancers!
Oh my god!
The terrifying helicopter ladies.
And then they had, like, the dude version, which was, I guess, just, like, bro dragons?
Bro dragons! These much-priced toys start around $12 for a used one and can go up to $104 for a doll in a mint condition in the box.
Good luck with that, man. Like, you're gonna have trouble finding a main condition one. Like, kids back in the day, instead of just, like, making them fly up in the air like you're supposed to, they would fly them at each other.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do, right? It's the 90s.
Murder you with my helicopter lady.
Hashtag Bro Dragons 2016. Oh, God. Those are great. I miss those.
Right?
Because you just sort of... So, for those of you who don't remember, there's this little, like, plastic gun-looking thing, and then you get this little doll. Like, they're pretty heavy, right? And they have little foam wings. And when you put it on the gun and you pull this ripcord, they just shoot up off the little plastic gun and just start spinning really, really fast. If you got hit by that sucker...
The greatest thing in my life.
It hurt! Like, pain train for sure. Ouch. Alright, so what's number two?
Tamagotchi!
Yes!
Yes! The first real disappointment of my life.
Man, this was practice
Ow,
for, like,
elbow.
Every relationship I've had up until now.
Right?
Just how to neglect something 101 until it dies.
You can get an original mint condition Tamagotchi for around $42. But even better, there's an app version, and we just looked it up. It's 99 cents.
But it was only 99 cents!
Tamagotchi.
Oh, man, I had a Star Wars one back in the day.
Ooh, girl.
Right? It had Yoda, and you had to take care of him. Sometimes he got depressed, and then I got depressed, and it was a train wreck. And then there are other ones that, like, they got progressively fancier. Because eventually you could, like, pick your own dog. Like, there are different breeds of dogs that you could pick. That was pretty tight. But originally, it was just, like, the weird little digital monsters.
Yeah.
Weird times. And then they had the one where, like, you could scan barcodes.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Right?
What a time to be alive.
Let's go and do number one.
Super Soaker 50.
Oof.
The iconic air-powered water blaster that started it all. You can pick up a new one starting around $80. Super Soaker, I'm gonna blast you.
Yes!
In the face with water.
Are you okay?
No. I looked at your face and it was full of disappointment. That song just, like, came into my head when I was reading this, and I had to, because shout out to ABBA.
I guess. Oh, man. Like, I don't know. I never had the Super Soaker growing up.
Oh, so your parents love you?
I can't. Ouch. No, I had, like, the weird knockoff version from, like, Walmart or the dollar store.
That's like getting rose art crayons, man.
Right? Where, like, you pull, instead of screwing off the top, there's a little plug in the top. And, like, there were the water pistols instead of the full-on gun where you pumped it. And the big ones, you had to give it a good 5 or 6 pumps for, like, a couple seconds of spraying. Where the little handguns, you're just constantly pulling the trigger really, really quickly and just hoping it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Phrases that could also be used to describe an elderly man trying to use a restroom.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no, Corey, why?
Because I'm an old man now, darn it.
I'm older than you.
Right. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KJRG. That was our six-pack, our top six list of cool 90s toys from the 90s. Because cool 90s toys from the 80s wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, Dave.
We'll be back after My Chemical Romance. You're listening to The Buzz. MC Lars, 89.9 KJRG, Hot Topic is not punk rock. And if you want to see MC Lars tomorrow, you can call in at 720. You can win some free MC Lars, MC Crest, Mega Ran tickets. They're playing El Corazon on Saturday, November 19th.
I was about to say, because you said, if you want to see MC Lars tomorrow, and I was like, wait, it's tomorrow?
No, it's Saturday.
I was very confused.
That show's going to be insane. Like, last time we went was last year when he showed up at Elko. If you ever wanted to see a bunch of nerds, like, open up a freaking pit...
Lose their mind.
That song is the song to do it. It was great. So if you want to see a really sick show with some really awesome groups, make sure you call in tomorrow morning, 720. We'll send you for free, man.
Yeah.
It's lit. But we just talked... Earlier this morning, actually. Like, when we started the show, not just... That was a little while ago. Anyways, earlier this morning when we started the show, I mentioned that I saw Doctor Strange. And I saw the 420 showing. For all you weed illiterate people, I may or may not have ingested a marijuana cigarette before I saw the movie, and it was worth it. So I'm going to ask Danica and all of our listeners out here, what's the weirdest thing you've ever smuggled into a movie, and how did you do it?
Well, see, I'm a lady clerk, and ladies have bags, and no one looks twice at them if they have bags, so it's very easy to smuggle things in, and like, I have a very big bag if I need to smuggle larger things. But I've smuggled, like, the little, like, airplane liquor bottles or, like, just a bunch of Wendy's. What? Star Wars
have
was
you
lit.
Always had a giant purse then, or what?
No, I mean, like, now, I have, like, a big purse now that's, like, big enough for me to, like, fit a small dog in.
So don't take you to the Humane Society. Got it. But
you
what
already
did you
have?
What did you do before the giant purse?
I mean, I had other bags.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So my little brother probably has the most creative and weirdest thing he's ever smuggled in that I know of anybody. So you know that giant, like, I guess regular size can of Pringles, like the really tall ones?
Yeah.
So I was 12 and he was 9, that makes him. And this is the middle of the summer and we decided we wanted to go see a movie.
Okay.
Right next door to the movie theater was a Rite Aid, and we went in, we grabbed snacks. I grabbed like the theater boxes of stuff and just stuck it in my cargo shorts.
Alright.
My little brother goes into the bathroom after purchasing the Pringles.
No.
Sticks it down his shorts.
No.
Not down his pants, down his shorts. And homeboy just strolls in with a can of Pringles down his shorts. And he's a little 9-year-old kid, too. So nobody's going to call him out on it, but also nobody's going to look.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, it was great. The only notable thing I can ever, like, really say I've ever smuggled in was I had this really cool flask that had a shot glass that just sort of collapses into it.
Okay.
And just filled that thing with rum. Yeah. Me and all my friends in my row were freaking lit halfway through Avengers 2.
Meet the Robinsons. Ooh, girl.
It was awesome, though. Like, I've gotten a little bit better about paying for concessions. I'm not even gonna lie. I've gone in, and I'll buy a thing of popcorn. Like, Thursday night, we'll share popcorn, we'll share a drink, and we'll call it good. But back in the day,
well, you get a drink and then you sneak in the little bottle of, like, rum and you have Coke and rum.
Right? But, like, back in the day, man, I used to be bad. Like, I'd have those giant, like, winter coats just stacked. I'd sit next to a stranger and be like, what you want, girl? $2. I got the hookup.
Oh, my God.
But that's our question for the day. What was the weirdest thing you've ever smuggled into a movie theater? And how did you do it? 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. You can hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram to search at The Buzz KGRG. Let us know, what is the weirdest thing you've ever smuggled in to the movie theater and how'd you do it? We'll be back after My Life for Hire by Data to Remember.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by Worst Christmas Ever, too. Brought to you by at Real Life Tacoma. Do you hate fun? Is your family Christmas party awful or work party with your coworkers terrible? Then go hang out there.
Drink it in, man.
Yes. But it's going to be sick. If you like new metal, like Limp Bizkit, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a bunch of local bands covering, like, Limp Bizkit and stuff like that.
Wear your ugly Christmas sweaters and bring your Christmas cookies.
It's gonna be sick. Be listening because we may or may not have tickets.
Ooh, girl.
We'll figure that out. But it's time for your 8:30 news. First news story I got. Reputed ringleader in $18.7 million maple syrup heist found guilty.
What? Maple syrup heist.
Yep, Richard Valeries and two others found guilty in connection with Quebec's great maple syrup robbery. A man described as one of the ringleaders in the 2012 theft of $18.7 million worth of maple syrup has been found guilty by a jury in Trois-Rivières, Quebec. The great maple syrup robbery made headlines around the world 4 years ago. The elaborate caper saw 3,000 tons of maple syrup go missing from a warehouse belonging to the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, the regulatory body that controls and manages the syrup trade. The heist was only discovered when a routine inventory check in July of 2012 turned up an empty barrel that was supposed to be full of syrup. Officials said the Federation quickly realized that dozens of its barrels contained not the sweet stuff, but water.
Oh.
The resulting investigation by Quebec Provincial Police, holy cow, led to the arrest of 26 people. On Saturday, Richard Valeris was found guilty of theft, fraud, and trafficking stolen goods. During his trial in Quebec Superior Court, he said that he had filled the bank or the barrels with water, but he also insisted that he hadn't wanted to. He testified that he had been forced to buy syrup stolen from the Federation and replace it with water by a man who carried a gun.
This is a lot to take in.
But witnesses called by the Crown painted him as one of the ringleaders of the heist. That's probably the biggest just crime you could ever commit in Canada. Stealing the maple syrup. How freaking dare you? Like, burn their flag, pee on their queen or their pope or their prime minister or whatever.
Pee on their queen?
What do they have for a regulatory body? I don't know. Are they a monarchy?
Why pee on anyone?
I'm just saying, like, you could do anything and they'd be like, oh, it's okay, you know? They're really chill people, those Canadians, but man, you mess with their syrup.
You sounded like Yogi Bear.
You got a picnic basket, but it doesn't...
I want to die.
But, like, why would you steal a Canadian syrup? That's like stealing an American's gun.
Or French fries.
Or French fries. The poutine!
Ooh, poutine, girl.
Alright, next news story. Pot cookies send an assistant principal to the hospital and then to jail.
Oh.
Authorities say that an assistant principal at Tampa Bay Area High School ended up going to the hospital and then to jail after she tried some pot-laced cookies for her 50th birthday. Because
she
wanted to get
so pure.
You
this
get
poor woman.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's how
no.
I want to go on my 50th. Pasco County Sheriff spokesman Kevin Dull says Donald Lynch Haft overdosed on Monday on cookies made from cannabis oil. He said they educated his daughter, 19-year-old Allison Haft, had obtained the cookies from a coworker, brought them home after her mother said she wanted to try marijuana on her 50th.
Hey, Mom, I know what we're doing later for your birthday.
Time to get turned!
Yes!
Dull said that they're... Dull says both released from jail that day and were charged with felony possession of controlled substances. It's unclear if the woman have retained attorneys. The school district officials say the assistant principal has been placed on administrative leave from our high school in holiday.
Oh, man.
It's weird to hear somebody got arrested for, like...
That is weird.
Ingesting marijuana,
people
right?
People never get arrested for that anymore.
Because it's legal in, like, what, 10 states now?
Like, get with the program.
Especially in Florida. You'd think it'd be, like, legal by now.
Right?
But just getting turned on your 50th, you end up ODing on marijuana. Holy cow. Just tripping balls. Last news story I got, because everybody loves watching shows about dudes being stuck on boats trying to get crabs.
I'm on a boat.
A suspect has been arrested in the robbery of Jake Harris from The Deadliest Catch.
Oh.
Right? Two people were arrested in Spokane Tuesday in connection with the robbery of Jake Harris, according to Everett Police. Harris, 33, of the television series Deadliest Catch, is recovering in a hospital after a severe beating and robbery over the weekend. Jake Harris's brother, Cornelia Marie Captain Josh Harris, shared the details of his brother's attack in two live videos on the official Facebook page for Deadliest Catch. At about 8 p.m. on Saturday, Everett officers were called to the 700 block of Southeast Highway 526 for a report of an injured man on the side of the highway. After arriving, officers found a victim with neck and head injuries. The victim told officers that he had been at the Quilcita Creek Casino in Marysville, where he met up with a man's girlfriend and another woman he befriended the day before. The man and his girlfriend agreed to give him a ride home, and they drove him to Everett. The victim told police that after making a stop, the man sat behind him and started to attack him as they drove. He blacked out and woke up on the side of the highway with his wallet and $2,400 cash missing.
Okay.
So, God, that'd be terrifying. Like,
yeah.
This is why I don't make friends with strangers or make friends in general these days. It's basically the plot of Taken. He made friends with a couple. They seem pretty nice.
I've never seen Taken.
What?
My parents don't love me.
Breaking news. How have you never seen Taken?
My parents don't love me.
Or Taken 2.
My parents don't love me.
Or Taken 3. Wow, this guy's really bad at keeping his loved ones safe and he should probably just stop.
Again, my parents don't love me.
I can't even. So, plot of Taken real quick.
Just make me watch it at your house with Emmett.
I guess. So, imagine just, like, meeting a friendly person, and they're just like, hey, we should hang out. And you're just like, okay, friend. And you get to know them, and then, like, the next day, they decide to, like, beat you over the head, roofie you, and then put you in a human trafficking program. It's terrifying, right? That's basically what happened to this guy. But they probably knew who he was because he's on TV and homeboy
getting
probably
them,
has like that crab
the
money.
Crabs.
That sweet, sweet crab money.
Gross.
Woo! But that was your news this hour brought to you by the worst Christmas party ever, too, at Real Art Tacoma. For more information, we'll have that event on our Facebook page. But we'll be back after Eye of the Mighty on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. Bet's Vet by MC Chris on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. If you want to catch him at El Corazon on Saturday, November 19th, call in tomorrow morning at 7:20. Actually, call around like 7:15. Give yourself some time to get set up. Get ready. Get pumped to play some trivia.
Just call us whenever, man.
We gonna start singing Blondie now?
Yeah.
Okay, dope. But not on air.
Oh.
But it's another song for a Creed cover band. Don't worry.
Okay.
Call me. I can't sing the rest. I'm sorry. It's going to be awful. I'm excited for Thursday's 21st birthday party, but until then, we got to get out of here, man.
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this friend style.
Okay.
So long.
Farewell.
Alvita saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh my God, that was as awful as hoping as it would be. Do you know the words of the theme song?
I've seen every episode at least 3 times each, so I would assume so.
I hope so, man. But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. for Ticket Trivia Thursday right here on The Buzz. We're out of here. You can catch any of our past episodes on the official KGRG app or KGRG.com. Go ahead and hit us up any time of day. That's on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. That's at The Buzz KGRG. Or I guess you can email us, thebuzz@kjrg.com. But Danica, we're out of here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.